Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you want to talk on the radio about whatever's on your mind, although we started the show out with the lamest Halloween ever, we actually barely even scratched the surface on how lame it truly is out there.
That's true.
And if you want to comment on that, you're welcome to. But some people have been calling in about other issues tonight, which is totally fine. It's always open phones here on Free Talk Live.
Well, we were talking about victimless crimes, and the caller, Mark, I believe, had asked, you know, sort of a question, how do these things get handled if, you know, they're not handled by, say, the police department?
When you say these things, you mean actual crimes.
Right, yeah. How does the person get prosecuted, or what happens if there is a murder or a rape or something like that? You know, who are the organizations that get involved and why?
What happens if there's no government police, I think was basically the question. We actually still have Mark on the line with us. He had begun to explain something, and we didn't have enough time. So, Mark, do you recall what you were trying to get out there before the news?
Yeah, I think we said that in a world where private organizations can compete with the government for, you know, solving a murder or investigating who gets the better result, that would lead to less government intervention in crime and less government overreach in our individual lives. But I think my last question for you before I let them pick me off is, in the case of like somebody who gets murdered, how do you keep that from turning into vigilante justice? Because, you know, we see that in a lot of cases, the party of one guy will say one thing and the party of another guy will say another. And before you know it, emotions are whipped up and nobody knows what the facts are, and people are wanting to create a blood feud over nobody really knows what happened.
Well, I was just reading a story last night, which is really, really interesting, but probably way too long to read on the air here, about New Hampshire's what they call, here in New Hampshire, they call the Lori List. It is a list of police officers who've had issues of trustworthiness in their police files and history. And
it's basically a list of all the police in New Hampshire, isn't it?
No, it's very limited. because it requires the police chief himself of any given department to actually put someone on the list, so he's obviously going to protect plenty of his guys. So
he has to do something.
It's nowhere near as long as what it could be. But it's a secret list, and so the officers whose names are on the list are protected. It's like an internal list, basically. Well, the Supreme Court of New Hampshire just ruled that that list is not subject to confidentiality. However, they didn't release the list. They remanded it back to a lower court to decide on whether or not the list can be. It's a crazy situation.
Derp, derp, derp.
But the reason I bring this up is because of the story behind Lori. Where did the name come from? It's a strange name.
Yeah.
Well, it's a man's name, and he was accused of murder back in like 1989, and I'm glossing over this story, but involved in this case was an officer who had he had been sent to like a psychologist because his coworkers had concerns about him, and the psychologist said, this guy shouldn't have a badge. This guy is a danger. This guy cannot be trusted. He is a nutcase, right? Like, do not give this guy power.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't follow that advice. And so the corrupt cop in this particular case was alone in the room with the suspect when the suspect ostensibly admitted to having done the murder. It was the only this one cop and the suspect.
Boy.
And that evidence, I'm going to put it in quotes,
right,
led to this man being found guilty.
So it was the cop's word against his.
Mm-hmm, yeah. By a jury of his so-called peers. The information, of course, about the investigation, they're supposed to turn that over to, you know, the prosecution's supposed to turn over anything, especially exculpatory evidence, to, and that's evidence that could result in a non-guilty verdict, right? Like that calls into question, you know, whatever witnesses or the evidence.
Yeah.
So the prosecution, they left out the detail about this cop having been on this list for being a nut job and completely untrustworthy and a psychopath. So that information never made it to the defense.
Yeah.
So the defense couldn't say and try to impeach this officer's testimony by saying, well, so you left this officer in the room alone with this guy after a psychologist who questioned the officer on a previous occasion said he shouldn't even have a badge. We're supposed to trust what this guy says. They didn't know that the officer was in that. So anyway, I only bring that up as an example, and there are myriad of these examples of where the police that people trust to do, you know, fair and honest investigations of even things like murder, in a lot of cases, they're not fair and they're not honest, and they just want to find a guy who's breathing so they can put him in handcuffs and put him in a cell and make it look like they've actually found the actual suspect. So it's hard to imagine that a competitive market would somehow be worse, that a competitive market would somehow be vigilante justice as opposed to what we have, which is questionable levels of policing being able to bring people to so-called justice. So I'm going to give you another example of more direct answer to your question, Mark, rather than just sort of passing it off and saying, well, this current situation sucks, so how could it be worse?
Right.
If you actually had competition, if you actually had the ability to fund an organization that does what you want it to do. So, like, if you want to have Windows on your computer, you can have Windows on your computer. You want to have Mac on your computer. So there's different choices, right? You don't have to go with the one that you don't like because you have the options. These organizations, theoretically, would be interested in showing their work, showing that they actually got the right guy. Because in the case of if I take somebody to jail, if I'm one of these protection services, and I say, Captain Kickass, I think you murdered that lady, and here's my, you know, the proof. And it turns out that I actually trumped up the evidence and that there actually was, you know, was falsified or whatever, and I was just trying to make it look like I did the job, you know. In fact, I did a job to put you in a jail cell when you didn't actually do the thing. Then I would have full liability for my actions, theoretically, in this marketplace, because right now the government has no such liability. If these officers...
And incentive, too, right? You're talking now about incentive, because you would be out of business as soon as that information got out. Anybody who subscribed to your service,
anybody honest,
would immediately subscribe to somebody else's service, right? Because they can.
Yeah, I don't want to be associated with somebody who's not honest or not doing a good job. And in the marketplace, people who are doing a piss poor job of the thing that they do are going to go out of business.
And I just want to be clear to everybody listening, the current forces that exist, we're talking police and that kind of a thing, they are reactionary forces. They are not preventative forces.
For the most part.
Right? Like, if a crime happens, they get called, right? And then they show up, maybe, you know, to the crime scene, maybe take down a report. That's generally how they go about their business. So, let's not be mistaken in thinking that these forces really prevent anything. What prevents people from being bad are the same things that have prevented people from being bad over the entire course of history, regardless of the level of government that existed or did not. And that's principles, ethics, and possibly even morals.
Your thoughts, Mark?
Well, I agree with you that there are some psychopaths who they gravitate toward the bad because they like power.
Yep.
I'm not sure how competing organizations would keep.
Look at it this way, Mark. In the absence of the monopoly on violence that the government claims currently, right? They're the only ones who can initiate violence and get away with it, right? In the absence of all of that, you would personally be free to get justice to your satisfaction, whatever that means, when you can't do that now. So if somebody aggressed upon you or your family or your friends or your community, you would be able to seek the appropriate amount of justice that satisfied you, which you cannot do right now.
As long as it was acceptable to the community at large. I mean, if you go out and just start icing people, you know, that you think – the true vigilante justice, right? Like you go around and just start, you know, murdering the people that you think committed some sort of crime. Well, now you are the murderer, and the community probably isn't going to stand for that.
Right.
So, Mark, that's good questions, and I hope that we can continue the discussion. Feel free to call in again with further questions. There's a really interesting book that I turned into an audio book, I don't know, most of a decade ago, called The Market for Liberty.
Oh, yeah.
And it does address these issues.
Love that book.
Very well, I think. It was written in the 1970s. I think it was way ahead of its time, talking about...
Who's the author?
The Tannehills. It's Tannehills, a couple. Right, Morris and Linda Tannehill. So check that one out if you want to learn more about this stuff. It's Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. News from news.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin tops 13,000 and breaks its own record for consecutive days above 10,000. Satoshi Nakamoto, if alive, enters the top 200 world's wealthiest people. DC, International Monetary Fund Manager, warns of major financial reset imminent. PayPal begins selling and accepting Bitcoin. Bitcoin goes mainstream. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com. Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her Uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We got the lame-o advice from these people that want to try to take all the fun out of holidays like Halloween.
It seems that's the common thread these days, is just all the fun is being sucked away.
Yeah, it really is. And it's the worst year ever because of that. So, or at least in my lifetime. With you tonight, it's Ian.
The Reverend Captain Kickass.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And we've talked about Divi here on Free Talk Live. They've got some really easy-to-set-up masternodes. If you want to join that, you can do that. Go to diviproject.org. What is a masternode? That deserves a little bit of research. It's sort of a, it's not the same thing as like being a miner in the world of cryptocurrency. You provide other services to the network, basically, besides mining.
Yeah.
And you are rewarded for those services. So if you want to learn more about masternodes, you can go to diviproject.org. And also, it's super easy to stake Divi as well. You can purchase Divi from multiple exchanges or just buy it directly from the Divi team, what they call over-the-counter. And that's a good way to buy, especially if you're buying a large amount, because then you won't push up the price on the exchanges. So check that out, diviproject.org. They have a link to their Telegram channel right there where you can get directly in touch with them. As we go back to your phone calls and thoughts, and then we'll talk.
Real quick, I just wanted to mention to the previous caller, as well as anybody listening, that there are several far more intelligent and well-researched folks who have put together many forms of books and that kind of a thing, research on what it would look like in the absence of the monopoly on violence that the government has now.
Yeah.
We talked about
what it might look like.
We talked about one of them. Another one that I've read is David D. Friedman's book, Machinery of Freedom.
Mm.
He goes into a whole bunch of these, you know, what-if scenarios. What does it look like? How do markets intervene, you know, in the absence of, or in these new markets, right? Because markets for these services can't exist in the current environment. They just can't. They're prohibited from competing with the government on any level. So
Right. Once
you remove that, all of a sudden there's new markets. Entrepreneurs will step in and they'll begin to invent. Right? What will they invent? How will it
look?
We
don't know.
Nobody will really know. There's a bunch of people who've done a bunch of research that have good guesses, and so you can go and find that stuff yourself. Just feel free to Google any of those periodicals.
To the phones. We go to Jet in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, it's time to play Say No Gov. Just kidding.
No Gov! Do I win?
Just kidding. No, I keep trying to come up with creative ways to send you guys some money, and so...
Well, you can just send some tip.lrn.fm.
I know, but it's not very creative to do that.
Okay.
You gotta have stipulations. So, you know, last week I called about the four elements of the phraseology that can change the world.
The fundamental elements.
So I thought, you know, that last guy, the last caller, you know, laid a really great foundation for the for this concept. I'm willing to give you guys a certain amount of money if you will introduce, you know, new callers to those principles. You know, number one, that people with titles, number two, are just other people. Number three, have no more rights than you. Number four, than you or I. And when you do that, you simply ask the question, did you know that blah, blah, blah. So how much would you like? $5 per introduction? I mean...
I'm not interested in, you know, taking money from somebody.
I knew.
You know,
my first thought, Jed, is why aren't you doing like your own show?
Yeah,
where you're doing this giveaway to or giving people money, you know, for their correct or incorrect answers, depending on, you know, your four elements.
Because I'm busy.
Gotcha. Well, look, hey, it's not that I'm against what you're saying, Jet. It's, you know, I think we do as best of a job as we can on that, and I definitely appreciate your continued encouragement, because you're not wrong. I mean, governments are just people, and
well,
it is important
to ask this last guy. If you were to ask this last guy the question, you know, as part of his own inquiry.
Mm-hmm. Which question?
Did you know that these people are just other people? Mm-hmm. And have no more right. I mean, that would help set the stage for him to think further.
I feel like we answered his questions pretty well. I don't know if that additional question would have really broken through or anything like that, because he already was considering these concepts, and I suspect that his answer would have been yes. But now here you are asking that question, and I'm sure he's still listening. So you've had the same effect simply by calling in right after him.
And I wanted to make it short, but I just wanted to see if there was any amount of money that I could pay you guys.
Nah.
Every so often.
Money's not a motivator for me, Jet.
$1 million.
Okay. Thanks for the call, right, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. For me, you know, I'm in this for the activism. I'm in this for the point of talking about these ideas. To me, I've never really cared about making money off of this show.
Yeah, I had this discussion some time ago, and it was actually pointed out to me that I'm risking many things simply by doing this show,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, I'm risking certain employers not being willing to hire me. They might think things, right? By being the character that I am and saying the things that I am, you know, they may take actions against me if they don't like me for my opinions and what I say on the air. So, yeah, I'm certainly not in this for the cash. What I am in it for is because I feel that this is the most effect that I can have on the rest of humanity. Blabbing into a microphone about the philosophies of freedom, how freedom can, you know, lead to, you know, freedom's the answer, what's mm-hmm. the question, mm-hmm. as our friend Ernie likes to say.
Yeah.
You know, I'm here because of that, because I feel that this is the most impact I can have. I feel like there's very little that we can do as activists that have impact, right? That have,
yeah, sadly.
And so this, to me, is the most impact that I can have, and that's why I'm here.
I'm with you. Let's go on. So in the beginning of the show, we started talking about how Halloween is lame.
Lame-o-ween.
It is lame to the max this year, and I've got an article, one of a myriad. It is not hard to find these stories. Every news agency out there is copying and pasting similar-sounding stories about, here's how you can have a super safe Halloween and still have Halloween. So I just wanted to give you what they're saying to people out there. This is a pediatrician with the Allegheny Health Network. The story coming from Pittsburgh's Action News 4, WTAE. They say, leaving a bowl out with a whole bunch of candy in it where kids can have multiple touches, many kids' hands in the candy bowl at the same time, that would be a spreading opportunity, says Dr. Joe Arakri. Arakri says families should hand the candy out. He says there are safe, inventive ways to do that. He said, quote, sometimes they're using grasping hooks to hand the candy out to the kids, all kinds of creative ways that you could do that. And of course, if you're the one handing out the candy to the kids, make sure that you have a mask on, said Arakri. He said masks should be a specific type of mask. Those designed for costumes, he said, do not offer enough protection. Quote, the mask has to be at least multiple layers of a cotton fabric that covers the nose to the chin. So we are recommending that type of mask and not to wear that underneath a holiday mask. If you have a Halloween mask and a cotton mask, that's a lot of masking, and that could create respiratory problems for a child.
Captain Obvious here on Free Talk Live.
Just basically admitting that masks get in the way of your breathing, so maybe having a bunch of them is a bad idea. Well, if having more than one's a bad idea, then having one is a bad idea as far as it restricting your air passage.
Agreed.
This is a reason why I am not interested in wearing them, because I like having oxygen and not rebreathing. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
From New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestselling author Larry Correa comes the latest chapter in the epic military fantasy saga of The Forgotten Warrior. When the Grand Inquisitor perverts the law in his genocidal plot to kill every man, woman, and child in the Untouchable cast, only the traitor, Ashok Badal, and the Sons of the Black Sword stand in his way. It is war he wants. It is war he will get. Bane Books presents Destroyer of Worlds. Available September 1st, wherever books are sold. Visit MonsterHunterNation.com for more. On a multidimensional probe, the Syscup Transtemporal Vehicle Clio discovers two entire universes have been annihilated in a massive time-traveling accident. Robert Kaminsky and his crew race home with the news, only to learn their own universe is next. To pull off the impossible, they'll have to embrace the unpalatable by placing their trust in the admin, Syscup's xenophobic sister universe, and the same people who tried to kill them all only months before. The Valkyrie Protocol by David Weber and Jacob Hollow. Available October 6th, wherever books are sold. Visit Bane Books at Bane.com for more.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With the presidential campaign in its final days, both President Trump and former Vice President Biden are talking about their plans for dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. Speaking at a rally Saturday in Flint, Michigan, Biden said he would push for a national mask mandate.
We're going to act to get COVID under control. On day one of my presidency, I'll put in action a plan, a national mandate, mask wearing, social distancing, testing, tracing, all things as President Obama just said, that should have and could have been put in place months and months ago.
While President Trump touted upcoming treatments and vaccines to battle the virus at a rally in Bucks County, Pennsylvania.
And our vaccine will eradicate the virus and end the pandemic once and for all. Americans will return to school and to life. By slashing red tape and cutting bureaucracy, we're producing this vaccine in record time.
USA Radio News. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced Saturday a month-long national lockdown as COVID cases in the country have been increasing quickly. The lockdown will start on November 5th and run through December 2nd. In announcing the lockdown, Johnson said he did not make this decision lightly.
You know, I'm not going to pretend to you that these judgments aren't incredibly difficult. They are incredibly difficult. And we have to find the right balance, and we have to change with the changing pattern of the virus. And alas, what we're seeing now is a pretty consistent surge, not just in this country, but across many of our friends and partners in Europe. So we have to deal with it.
The UK has been averaging at least 20,000 new coronavirus cases a day for the last week, with deaths rising to more than 46,000, the highest total in Europe. This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up anything that you want here. Live Saturday episode. Also, the Halloween episode of Free Talk Live.
Scary!
And it is scary out there, and I'm talking about scary government crackdowns on freedom. It has been absolutely horrifying, and it's getting worse. The UK is cracking down even further. Cities around the United States as well are coming back into full-on lockdown modes, with businesses being told to shut down again in certain places. We'll tell you more about that if we get the chance. But since it is Halloween night, I did want to focus on some Halloween-related stories. Specifically, you know, normally on Free Talk Live on Halloween, we talk about some of the typical Halloween stuff, like hell houses and, you know, talking about, you know, how lame certain things about Halloween have been. But it's worse this year than it ever has been, with all the fear surrounding COVID-19 and all these recommendations on how to make Halloween as safe as possible.
I did see one costume of a toddler-sized person dressed up as the COVID-19 virus itself.
Really?
Yeah, it was like, you know, hand-woven or knit or
was that here, like in real life?
No, it was on my internet feed. Okay. It just sort of crossed by. I giggled at it. I laughed.
It's cute. So some people are still having fun. They're trying their best to have fun. But unfortunately, they're surrounded by all this, you know, pretty lame-o stuff going on. So we'll talk about that. By the way, I do want to say thanks to Bitcoin.com. It is a place where you can go to learn about Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, cryptocurrency. You want to get the basics, they've got it for you. Go to the Getting Started or Get Started section there at Bitcoin.com. Take some time to learn about cryptocurrency, because it's not going away. It's going to be with us probably for the rest of our lives.
I predict it'll take over, but yeah, we'll see.
We hope.
It is the internet of money. Not money for the internet, but the internet of money. In the same way that the internet changed your daily life, Bitcoin and, you know, all these other cryptocurrencies that are blockchain-based will also change your life.
Yeah, arguably it's the second most important thing to happen since the internet, basically. Yes. Maybe even as important as the internet. Bitcoin.com, go there, get started, learn about that. And we go to your phone calls and thoughts. Jerome is on the line in Charleston, South Carolina. Jerome, you getting dressed up tonight?
Are you kidding me?
Are you dressing up as Trump again?
Huh?
Yeah, right. Hey, look, Halloween's like my least favorite holiday, okay?
Really?
No, I'm just not into it. Never was as a child. Just don't like horror movies, you know?
Okay.
Don't like violent movies. Just
what about heavy metal? You like heavy metal?
I'm going to guess no.
Yeah, okay.
I don't even know what heavy metal is, man.
All right.
Oh, is that when you're lifting something heavy and it's metal?
Yep, that's what it is. Good guess.
Oh, man. I'm sad that Jerome's never enjoyed Halloween, that it's never been a fun. Did you just never like it as a kid for some reason?
Look, man, I got enough problems. As a large black man, I scare enough people just by my natural appearance. You think I'm going to go put on a bunch of stupid-ass costumes and walk around like some goofball? Come on.
All right. So what were you calling about tonight? Something really scary, right? Go ahead.
No, just a couple of comments Trump made this week. The first one was that doctors want people to die because they get more money. Well, then why the hell didn't they let his ass die? Them 20-something damn doctors around him in the damn hospital that went out there and had to tap dance for the media to try to explain why he caught a virus that they've been telling him for months to be careful of with all these rallies and all these people around him all the time, and he just refused to listen to any of them. And then he calls them idiots. And he says, they want people to die because you get more money. I've seen people that doctors that have cried. I've seen nurses that have cried over patients that they lost.
Yeah, I didn't hear the exact comments from Trump that you're referring to. I am vaguely aware that they exist. But as I understand it, the situation is not that doctors want people to die. Obviously, it's their job to stop that from happening. Okay, well, look, I don't have it. Like I said, I don't have the quote in front of me. I just want to say this about that, and that is that what I've heard people alleging is not that doctors are purposely trying to kill people, but that what doctors are doing is if somebody dies from some other reason, like let's say they had a heart attack, but they also had COVID, they'll go ahead and chalk that up as a COVID-related death, even though it was a heart attack. But because they had COVID, they get money for that death from the government,
actually comes from the taxpayers' pockets.
Yeah, so that not that it was an incentive to kill people, and maybe Trump did say that, I don't know, which, you know, whatever, but that it was an incentive to misreport or to increase the numbers.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
You don't believe they got paid?
Well, Google it, man.
Look, I don't believe that they're misrepresenting. They've been warning people about this thing for months, okay? And a lot of the stuff they said has come true.
Really? How many people do you know who are sick from it?
With people who have no underlying medical conditions, none, and die.
Very rare, dude. Of course they're going to show you those stories. They want to scare you. The mainstream media wants to scare you into believing in this, so you'll keep watching their BS news reports. Of course, if they find a young person who dies from COVID, they got to herald that to the headlines. My God, someone who wasn't 85 and, you know, already with three conditions died. Well, of course things like that are going to happen if given a million cases or whatever. Yeah, one of them's going to be a young person. One of them's going to be a baby. One of them's going to be somebody who was previously healthy.
A child died not too long ago, too.
Kids die of all kinds of stuff, dude.
It was COVID-19.
Okay. There's all kinds of things that kill kids. So what?
I understand. 200,000 people, man, in less than a year? And they're talking about
tens of thousands of people die every day.
Dude, more people die. More people die of, like, Alzheimer's.
My mom has dementia. So that's not funny. Okay.
My grandparents had it too, man.
Yeah, mine had it too, so.
Over 200,000 people.
And it is kind of funny.
He lied about it. He lied to the country. He told Woodward, I know this thing is dangerous, it's deadly. And then he gets up and he lies to the country. The people who elect
He's a politician. They're all liars. Hello.
You're a sucker. Jerome, you're a sucker.
Oh, you're a sucker because you're the one that you sound like a Republican. You're the one.
He doesn't even vote, Jerome.
Sticks and stones may break my bones.
Huh?
Yeah,
You're the one who's all caught up in the soap opera of politics, bro.
Yeah.
I'm not caught up in the soap opera.
Yeah, you are. Actually, as our we've got a listener who's in our Twitch chat room watching underscore home. He says Trump lives in Jerome's head rent free. Huh?
No.
He's constantly on your mind. You're constantly thinking about this guy that you hate. I mean, I can't even imagine being in that. I mean, I don't think one iota about these people, except at the time when I'm doing show prep and then I happen to see news articles about them. I don't spend any of my time thinking about these people.
Look, the man infected his own wife and son, and he was making a joke about it, okay? It's not funny.
But, okay, so Trump joked about infecting his wife?
Yeah, he made a joke about it.
What was the joke?
The first lady got the virus, and then my son got the virus. And he just had this smirk on his face like, hey, what do you think would have done to a doctor's career if they put him in the hospital and he had died? You know, that guy's career, that person's career, that woman's career would have been over. Fox would have been all over them. How could you let him die from this?
Hey, Jerome, I just want to say that I was incorrect. In 2017, Alzheimer's deaths were 121,404. However, people who died
one in six people over 80 have dementia. I looked it up.
More than 795,000 people in the U.S. died of stroke in the same year. So more people died from having a stroke than have died from COVID-19.
Look, man.
By three times. Four times almost.
They don't have a cure for strokes either.
They don't have a cure for the stroke, dude.
Thank you, Jerome, for the call tonight. I do appreciate it. By the way, I found the joke he was talking about. According to thedailybeast.com, Trump cracked a joke about his wife's coronavirus diagnosis, putting to rest long-running chatter that he and the First Lady don't live together or sleep in the same bed. So I guess people say that about him. He said, our great First Lady tested positive. At least those rumors that we don't live together turned out to be false. He said to laughter and applause from the audience.
That was the joke.
That's the only good thing about her testing positive. He wasn't saying he infected her on purpose or whatever.
You're a Trumpanzee, Jerome.
Yeah. 855, 450, free. Imagine living your life constantly thinking about political people. Ugh. It's Free Talk Live.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. Yep, it's Free Talk Live. Live Saturday Halloween episode. You dial in toll-free if you want to join us here. The lines are almost full, so you don't have that much room to get in, but you might still be able to sneak your way in here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or, better yet, call us through our Matrix chat server.
Oh, I keep forgetting about that.
Yeah, it's new, right? Yeah. So it's a new habit to get into for us to pay attention to who's calling in there. So far, Gene the Christian Anarchist is the only one who has bothered to avail himself of this method, and it sounds great. So if you want to sound better than the average caller, get on our chat server. Go to chat.lrn.fm. There's instructions step-by-step on how to get into the server there. It's super easy. It's just you got to follow the instructions. Make sure you don't skip any steps. Otherwise, it won't work right. Chat.lrn.fm. We're going to go back into your phone calls and thoughts, but I do want to invite you to ForkFest, which is going to be happening in 2021. It happened this year already.
It did.
So if you didn't make it this year, that's okay. There's going to be the fifth ForkFest coming up in 2021. You can mark your calendar for it now. It's June 28th through July 4th next summer, and it'll be at the same place, Rogers Campground. Beautiful place. Your first time was this year.
It was so good.
And it was great.
It was awesome.
And you were only there for a few days.
I was there for the last 4 days of the fourth ForkFest.
You think you can do the whole week next week or next year?
I'm going to attempt to do both Pork and Fork.
Ooh. Because it comes after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is
right. Sorry, that's my pet name for the two back-to-back weeks of festivals that happen at the same campground. I've not been to the ForkFest proper ever. And it's not really a bucket list thing, but like if I'm planning in advance already, which I am, I might as well attempt to get, you know, as much time as I can to attempt to do both.
The Porcupine Freedom Festival is a good event as well, but it's more centralized. There's a like a board of directors. There's an official schedule. There's ticket prices.
Yep.
ForkFest doesn't have those things.
Which is why I chose to go to ForkFest exclusively last year, because to me it felt like the freer of the two fests.
And it is.
And I don't mean free as in like the monetary value. I mean the freer where like there was no BS involved with like tickets and schedules and bureaucracy and all that kind of stuff.
It's all up to the attendees as to what happens at ForkFest. So you get to decide what event to have. You can put on things for other people to do there if you feel so inspired, or just show up and hang out. ForkFest.party is an unofficial website where you can get connected to the ForkFest chat room, ForkFest forum, and more. That's ForkFest.party. To the phones, to your calls and thoughts. Rob is in Aberdeen, Washington, listening to KDKW. Hello, Rob.
Hey, guys. Hey. Oh, man. But every time I call in, it's after that Jerome guy.
You're just lucky.
Oh man. Jerome, you need to realize we have this thing called the Constitution. I live in the People's Republic of Washington. All these mask mandates and lockdown, they don't do anything. And a virus needs to spread within a population so it mutates and weakens so it's less deadly. I don't know. The media has that poor guy so scared and so brainwashed. I don't think he even knows what's up and down anymore.
When you say the Constitution, I mean, it hasn't protected us from the government crackdowns on freedom. So it's not like the Constitution is really, you know, doing a whole lot, right?
Yeah. That's why I'm a libertarian. That's the big problem is the Constitution says one thing, but the government does another.
Mm-hmm.
And a good example is the state I live in. We have a tyrannical governor who wants to do by edict whatever he damn well feels like. Who cares about what the Constitution says? There's a very nice amendment that actually says the freedom of movement of the people should not be abridged. And which totally throws these lockdowns out the window.
Right.
But what's going on right now with all these lockdowns, the masks, telling businesses they have to close at certain times of day, mm-hmm. all that crap. That's our fault. We've allowed that to happen.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
And it's just your owners exercising their ownership over you. They're saying, oh, we own you, and so you're going to do what we say.
Yeah, people think we're free. We used to be.
It's arguable.
Anyone who thinks they own their own property, don't pay a property tax for 5 years and watch what happens.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous, but yeah, Jerome, you need to wake up. You are being brainwashed. You're buying into it. I want everyone to know I do have a medical background.
Mm-hmm.
Your average flu is a coronavirus. The rhinovirus, which is the common cold, is a coronavirus.
It wasn't. Wasn't SARS the coronavirus too? Wasn't SARS?
SARS is a coronavirus. In fact, COVID is its actual scientific name is SARS-CoV-2.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It is a mutation of the SARS virus. It's an upper respiratory. I don't want to get all into it.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, it's nothing new. It's all a scam. We know what this is. It's a scam. It's all about it's basically a power grab in an election year. That's all this
sure is. But it's a power grab everywhere because it's happening all across the world.
All across the world.
Yeah, something is very strange about this. And, you know, as our co-host Nobody on another night pointed out, he feels like it's an end game and he's not quite sure, you know, why now? Why this? What is this all really about? Hey, here's my question for you, Rob. You described yourself as a libertarian. What's it going to take to get you to make the move over to New Hampshire to get together with other liberty-minded folks?
money. I'm actually one of those middle class people who have got a tax cut, and I would have to uproot a lot of things to move to New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like New Hampshire needs some help, man. Some real crazy things have been going on there.
Yeah, it's pretty bad here with the COVID crackdowns. In fact, they just started demanding that restaurants ask for a name and phone number from anyone coming into the restaurant.
Is that statewide?
I believe it is a statewide demand that they are making.
It's not even a law. It's just the governor.
None of these things are laws.
Said, oh, we're going to – the restaurant association suggested that we do this, so we're going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, it's crazy.
It is.
That's one thing about here in Washington. Believe it or not, the majority of the state is actually red. Just up what we call the I-5 corridor, these specific counties, Thurston, Clark, King. That's where all the power structure is. So all the outlier counties, like where I live, it's called Grace Harbor County. It's actually a Trump plus 16 county, believe it or not. In a lot of the outlier counties, everything's open for business. but the I-5 corridor counties are completely closed and locked down. So
yeah, I've got a bunch of friends in the Seattle area, and I used to live there for a couple of decades, so I'm very familiar with the state of Washington.
You know what I'm talking about then.
Yeah, I do. And, you know, I used to call everything on the other side of the mountains the Midwest.
It basically is.
Thank you, Rob, for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Thank you. Rick is on the line in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and the Captain.
Hey.
Yeah, Rick.
I listen to you guys on weekends when I'm driving.
Thanks, Rick.
Different things that I do.
Appreciate it.
And I'm trying to get a feel. So I get the feel you all are libertarians.
Yes, sir.
And I heard you talking to the caller before the last one and talk about how one of you, I don't know which one, doesn't even vote. And yeah,
that's
you know,
Captain.
I would say that I lean more towards libertarian myself.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I just feel like you have to choose the least of two evils.
Why choose evil at all?
Well, you got to try to influence the way you're governed a little bit. I would think. Why just give up and throw your hands up and say I don't care who governs us? You know, to me, it's you just look at a situation. You go, okay, I got this scoundrel over here, and I got this scoundrel over here.
Well, I'll lay it out for you real easy. I don't believe that I have the right, and I would never, ever consider myself an authority over you. I do not have the right to tell you how to live your life, and so therefore, I am not going to vote because I refuse to tell you how to live your life. That's my reason. Now, if you want to go ahead and vote for somebody that's going to tell me how to live my life, you're not reciprocating that same courtesy to me, which is fine. You're free to do so.
But that's not the reason why I vote.
That's where it is.
That's not the reason why I vote. I mean, I get where Rick is coming from.
No, I'm just telling you why I don't.
Yeah, but when I'm voting, it's not because I want to impose a view on you. It's because I want to reduce the damage done overall, and I think that's maybe where Rick's coming from. Yeah, hang on, Rick. We'll stand by. We'll bring it back here after the news.
Sure.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The thing is, when you vote, the politicians don't even know why, right? They just know that they won, and now they can do whatever they want. It's Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.